How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We got to talk about this number one.
Road less traveled. Your first number one.
It's not official yet. Don't jinx me.
It's going to be.
It's going to be. I hope so.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the message of road less traveled.
Okay. Well, I was on Idol when I was 15. I turned 16 on the show, and I just had basically every human being in America had an opinion about me, and I was young and didn't know that, like, people, I didn't understand that people can be as mean as they can be and how to, like, deal with that, and I had, like, severe insecurity problems already when I went on the show. I had an eating disorder, and people called me fat online, and as a 16-year-old girl, I didn't know what to do with that. As a 22-year-old woman now, I was still, like, don't know what to do with that. I ignore it now, and I didn't know how to ignore it then, and I had an eating disorder for about 6 years, and I was riddled with insecurities, and just, it was not a good situation. But getting ready for this album, I got better, and I'm completely better now. I still have insecurities, we all do, but I handle them in a healthy way. I wrote this song to kind of, I don't know, share that message, because I think regardless of what your insecurities are, you have them. We all have them, and I just wanted to write a song that, for 3.5 minutes, you don't care about your insecurities and you roll your window down and you're like, I'm Beyonce right now. Don't care what the haters think.
That's awesome.
We're just very excited. Like, we're so close to going number one that we're all just freaking out. It's like, it's such a weird thing. You know, I've had 6 singles and this is the 6th single and the other 5, well, they did not go number one. They did not go top 30. So it's crazy.
You were just recently on the ACMs as a presenter on there.
You looked smoking, by the way. You looked smoking.
You looked incredible on there. You were up there with Kane Brown. Was there a little flub there, or how nerve-wracking is that being in front of people? Because you're used to performing, but, you know, like most people, you're not used to reading in front of people. Was there a little mistake at the teleprompter? Because it seemed like it got a little awkward.
No, there wasn't a mistake. What happened was the show was running late.
Oh.
Apparently, so they just cut the lines.
Okay.
And we didn't know that was happening.
Well, that's a great way to find out, right in front of the national TV audience.
Yeah, it was very short. I was like, all right. Here we are. I'm just the hype girl, apparently.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, okay, Kane said 3 things. She said 1, and the other guy didn't say anything. She was just up there looking pretty.
I literally only said, Brothers Osborne. The whole time. That's all I said. I announced the winner. That was it.
Hey, so, well, that's the important part.
Have you ever seen me at a loss for words? No.
No. No.
Well, we're excited about the potential of Road Less Traveled hitting number one. We're not going to jinx you, but it's going to happen. But we're going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to go up against one of our fantastic listeners, okay?
Okay, what's the quiz on?
It's just about, well, we found out that you were born in 1994, so all the questions we're going to ask you revolve around movies and TV shows that debuted in 94.
Oh, no, this is not going to be good. All right, bring it on.